This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Well, it's been less than a week since the NFL New Year kicked off, the 2018 New Year, and the Raiders have been busy, right? From quarterbacks to cornerbacks, defensive ends and linebackers. Reggie McKenzie and Coach Gruden have been cooking the past couple of days, and you know, with all the guys that we've brought in, the team has brought in, and all the guys, the handful of guys that are no longer here via trade, via release, whatever it is, you know, there's, I think at this point, kind of one crown jewel of the free agency class. No shots at any of the guys that we brought in already, but I think you look at a guy like Jordy Nelson, who we signed away from the Green Bay Packers, a guy who's won a Super Bowl, who's been to a Pro Bowl, who has, you know, he's got the numbers to back up his career. I mean, this is a guy who spent, like I said, close to a decade with Aaron Rodgers and has been, you know, one of the top five wide receivers in the NFL for a long time. So now in silver and black, Michael Crabtree's out, Jordy Nelson in. And we had a chance to actually sit down and talk to Jordy the day that he signed. And just a really insightful guy, a guy who knows where he's at in his career, a guy who wants to start bringing along some of these young Oakland Raiders wide receivers. But at the same time, a guy who is not shying away from the big stage, a guy who's still got a lot of gas left in the tank and who's excited to go out and show out for a new team here in Oakland. So Jordy put pen to paper on Thursday morning, and Thursday afternoon, he sat down with us at Silver and Black Productions, and we asked him, I said point blank, Jordy, how does it feel to be the newest member of the Oakland Raiders? How does that sound for the first time saying it out loud?
I will tell you what, it is different, but it's exciting to be a part of this, obviously knowing some of the coaches that are here, knowing Reggie from Green Bay. It's exciting to be a part of another historic franchise in the NFL. And continue to help out with its climb back to a Super Bowl. So I know they got a bunch of great young guys here and are moving in the right direction. I just want to be a part of it and be a part of it for this year.
You talked about the familiarity with Reggie and obviously Edgar Bennett. Well, how much did that familiarity kind of lead into your decision to ultimately end up in Silver and Black?
Knowing EB, Edgar Bennett, probably had a pretty big impact, to be honest with you. I mean, just be able to reach out to him right away and get a feel for the area, understanding having him as a position coach before and understanding knowing how he's going to coach and what he's going to want from me, and just having that connection already is a huge impact, and it just makes it'll make that transition a lot easier.
So you kind of have a leg up with the other wide receivers in that room with Coop and Seth and Johnny Holt and those guys. So what do they need to know about Edgar Bennett going into 2018?
Coach EB is going to make you work. He might take more pride in run blocking than he does route running. So he's very disciplined in what he does. That's something he